and yet the Morris Minor is now a cult car in Japan, and there are people going around the country scouring the place and trying to get them over there. I didn't realise at the time when we bought it just what a little gem we got.
And another little gem was a convertible, Tony Hargreaves car.
Yes, I bought it new in 64, and I've still got the original bill of sale for it, which is
533.
Right. I suppose it's worth a little bit more than 533 now, isn't it?
Well, in this condition, I don't think so.
It's had four wings on it, and I think I had a gearbox I found for about £5. but I think the rest of it is pretty much original, what you see.
Including the trap fingers?
Including the trap fingers and in the door, yes.
Restoration seems no problem. That's according to Tom Roach, chairman of the Potteries branch.
You can build a Morris Minor yourself if you wanted to. Any competent handyman, do-it-yourselfer, given the right tools and a bit of training, can rebuild a Morris Minor.
Do real enthusiasts like yourself turn your nose up, really, at people who try and sort of titivate them up rather than restore them to what was au naturel?
No. There's room for every sort of enthusiast in the club. Personally, I would rather restore to original condition, but having said that, my daughter's got a pickup with a 1300 meter engine in, you see. She said it gives a street cred.
It's not a bit of a thrill for most motorists in novelty, in other words, having a new car with a new experience.
What can be more novel than a Morris Minor today? It's not an Oxo box on wheels, it's a car. It's definitely a car.
Although Dad's the chairman, Jane gets roped in for everything. That's what she's just said, anyway. Oh, we're standing actually by... This is your car, then?
Yeah, this is my pickup truck, Rocky, it's called.
Rocky the pickup truck.
Yeah.
I mean, does owning a car like this, do you reckon, mean as much to you, perhaps, as to your dad?
This one does, yeah, because it's unusual. I mean, a lot of the girls my age are driving Fiestas and Metros and think, well, this is just so different, and it's fun to drive as well.
And obviously, you get noticed, I should think, as well, Jane.
You do. It's the only one like it in Stoke at the moment, the red one.
Do you feel, you know, that this is a kind of now an important extension of your personality, really, Jane?
Yeah, I think it is, because this car, it was built the same year as I was. It's the same one. So I wouldn't swap it for the world. I think it's great.
And if you'd like to know more about the local Morris Minor Owners Club, you can contact their events organiser. That's Jeff Oakes. And Mr. Oakes lives at 1 Whitfield Villas, Whitfield Road, Norton in Stoke-on-Trent, ST68BG. And our reporter there was Bill Humphreys, a former miner himself. Minor with an O-R.